牧师们弟兄姐妹平安。我首先我说非常感谢你，因为这个教会这28年不断为我们祷告，为我们支持哈，而且鼓励我们，所以真的谢谢你们。而且我在离开台湾已经很多久，所以我的中文退步了很多，所以用英文，谢谢牧师帮我们找看翻。
他的中文比我们当中一些人还好。
I want to thank you for your prayers for my family.
谢谢大家为我跟我们家人的祷告。
As many of you know, our family has been on a very powerful journey the last 4 years.
在过去4年，已经是一个充满的这种刺激、大有能力的一个旅程。
Many of you have met my first wife, Li Mei.
你们很多人都知道我的前任妻子丽美。
Now, 4 years ago, she started a cancer journey.
4年前，她开始对癌症的一个征战。
And she died 3.5 years ago in June.
3年半以前，6月，她到主那边去了。
God has done a wonderful thing in bringing beauty from ashes.
所以神也是做很奇妙的一个事情，从炉灰的当中产生一个美丽的一个结果。
And God has led me to another woman who loves Jesus.
神带领我又碰到一个美丽的我的新任的这位妻子。
And I'd like to introduce my new wife, Rhonda. We've been married for 7 months.
我介绍这个7个月的新婚的一个妻子 Rhonda。
Rhonda and I have different ministry journeys.
Rhonda 跟我有不同的服事。
I spent many years in Asia.
我花了很多的时间在亚洲。
Rhonda has spent her ministry working with people in equine assisted therapy, working with horses.
她主要她的事工是在一个
therapy
是一种治疗，这个治疗方面的。
And she was also working with Youth with a Mission for a few years.
青年的事工。
God is doing an incredible thing in the world.
神正在一个非常奇妙的、令人难信的工作在大力的展开。
Now we at OMF are so grateful for your partnership.
我们海外基督使团很高兴，也非常感恩你们教会跟我们一起的配搭。
As we see God's kingdom go forward.
当我们看神的国度正在往前推展的时候，
we'd like to begin by showing a short video.
我开始的时候要用一段影片来介绍。
It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day of life. We get so busy, we forget that God has a plan for the world. There's more going on than headlines and status updates. We need to stop and ask ourselves, what is God's plan, and what is He wanting us to do? From the beginning of time, God's plan has been the same, to redeem and rescue humanity from sin and destruction and bring the hope of salvation to the nations. Adam was the first to hear the promise of this great hope.And this promise continues throughout Scripture. It is through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus that God fulfilled the promise to redeem and rescue humanity from sin and bring the hope of salvation to the nations. Christ is the hope of the nations, and God has called His followers to participate in His plan to bring the name of Jesus to every continent, every region, every person.It is the call that has inspired men and women to become history makers for the glory of God in every generation. It is the call to go. Over 150 years ago, this same call compelled James Hudson Taylor to devote his life to the people of East Asia and to found China Inland Mission. Now known as OMF, this ministry is bringing God's hope to those without hope. But sadly, today in North and Southeast Asia alone, there are more than 2 billion people.Who have little to no access to the message of hope. Over 2 billion people who have not yet heard the name of Jesus Christ. Our call, our challenge, is to participate in God's plan to reach every unreached people group with the hope and life found in Christ, to shine His light in the darkest places in the world. God's heart beats for those who are without hope. His compassion is all-encompassing and ever-reaching.It lives outside the confines of time and place and even history. His love and mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. J. James Hudson Taylor once said, "The Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It is a command to be obeyed." God's call to take part in the Great Commission is as relevant and real today as it has been in any time in history. He wants to use each of us, here and now, to use our time, our talents, and passion to follow in the Great Commission. We all have a part to play. Together, we can experience God's heart to redeem and rescue His people. Together, we can bring the hope of Christ Jesus to the billions without hope. Together, we can bring His plan for salvation to the nations.
There is great darkness in this world.
在世界上正有一个大黑暗笼罩着。
The forces of evil sow lies, discouragement, and despair.
邪恶的势力借着谎言，借着沮丧，借着绝望。
Guilt and shame plague us all.
借着人的罪疚、羞耻，充斥在每一个角落。
Sometimes it is very hard to understand what God is doing.
有时候我们没办法明白神到底在做什么。
There is great hope in this world.
但世界上有一个伟大的一个盼望。
God has chosen to make known to you and me.
神选择借着这种方式来让你我知道。
The glorious riches of Christ in you, the hope of glory.
在基督里有那荣耀的一个盼望。
God has set in motion the greatest quest of all time.
神正在启动一个有史以来最伟大的人类的一种向往追求。
It flows from the depth of His love.
这是从神的爱的深处流露出来的。
It has been woven through time since when the day that Adam and Eve fell.
这是从亚当夏娃堕落之后就已经开始产生的。
Spoken of and prophesied throughout the Old Testament.
借着旧约的先知们，他们所说的、所预言的，就这样展开了。
It found completion in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
而在耶稣基督的死、复活的当中完成的。
And is empowered day by day by the Holy Spirit working in you.
而且借着圣灵，今天每天在我们里面来工作。
And working in this church and in this community.
而且借着这个教会，在这个社区的当中来推动这个追寻。
Someday, a day known only to the Father.
有一天，这一天只有父神知道。
That grand quest will be complete.
那伟大的这个追寻将会达成。
On that day, we who have been given our lives to Jesus will see a grand sight.
在那一天，我们将我们的生命能够寄托在耶稣基督身上的，将会看到这个伟大的一个景象。
John describes it in Revelation 7.
约翰在启示录第七章这么个描述。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count.
这个之后，我看到。有一个许许多多的人，没办法数过来的许多的人。
From every nation, tribe, people, and language.
从各族、各方、各民、各种不同的语言。
Standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb.
站在神和羔羊的宝座的面前。
They were wearing white robes.
他们穿着白色的衣袍。
And were holding palm branches in their hands.
手上拿着棕树枝。
And they cried out in a loud voice.
他们大声地说
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
救恩属于那坐在宝座的神和那位羔羊。
All the angels who were standing around the throne.
所有的天使站在这个宝座的周围。
Around the elders and the four living creatures.
在周围的天使周围的长老跟四活物之当中。
They fell down on their faces and before the throne and worshiped God.
他们扑倒在地，脸朝一地来敬拜、赞美坐在宝座上的神。
In all that is going on in this world,
尽管世界上这一些的事情在发生
，The Book of Revelation promises us that we win.
启示录告诉我们，我们将得胜。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣将要回来。
And he will bring his people home.
他将要带领他的子民回来。
There is hope.
有一个极大的一个希望。
God will shine his light in the darkest places of the world.
神的光将普照在世界上的每一个黑暗的地方。
And that is where God has called OMF to send people.
这就是神呼召我们海外基督使团去差遣人。
To the darkest places of the world.
去这世界上最黑暗的一个地方。
Maybe I'll add here, you don't have to go overseas to go to a dark place.
我补充，你不一定要到海外去才能够达到那黑暗的地方。
In our workplaces, our colleges, our universities.
在我们工作的地方，在我们大学的当中。
God has called us, you, to be light in dark places.
神已经呼召我们在这些黑暗的地方能够成为光明的一个使者。
That is Jesus' hope and command to us.
这也是耶稣基督的一个希望，也是他命令我们的。
In Romans 10, Paul writes,
在罗马书十章，保罗这么写的。
And we've already read this passage.
我们已经读了。
The word is near you.
这道离你不远。
It is in your mouth and in your heart.
正在你口里，在你心里。
That is the word of faith we are proclaiming.
这就是我们所传信主的道。
That if you confess with your mouth,
你若口里信耶稣为主，
Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
You will be saved.
你就要得救。
For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
正如经上所说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。
For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all and richly blesses all.All who call on him.
犹太人和希利人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Praise God.
赞美主。
That same love has touched you.
那同样的爱已经感动了我们。
Many, if not most of you in this sanctuary, have been touched by the love of the Almighty God.
大部分我们在这边，在这个圣殿里面的人，我们都是被神的爱所触摸的。
You've been moved by the death of Jesus.
你已经被基督的爱为我们而死的爱所激励。
And you've accepted His sacrifice for your sins.
接受他的牺牲，成为为我们的罪牺牲了。
Some of you have not, and I exhort you to yield to the love of God.
有些人可能还没有接受他，但是我鼓励你能够接受他。
And that way you can become all that God created you to be.
如此才能成为一个新造的人。
And gather around that throne worshiping God for eternity.
在永恒的当中，将围绕在这宝座的当中，永远的敬拜他。
Talk to one of your pastors or a friend about what God is doing.
跟你的牧者或者呢一个朋友属灵的朋友信徒们交通。
Following Jesus is not easy.
跟随耶稣基督并不容易。
It's not an easy world we live in.
我们所处的一个世界也是一个不容易的一个世界。
However, following Jesus fills us with a joy that is foundational.
但是跟随耶稣基督却可以很基本的我们经历到那种喜乐。
You will be able to weep with people and rejoice with them at the same time.
你将可以与人同哭也与人同乐。
It will give your life meaning and you will have life to the fullest.
你当会找到你生命的一个意义。
Becoming a Christian costs you nothing.
成为一个基督徒不必要付任何代价。
It is the grace of God.
那是完全是神的恩典。
Following Jesus will cost you everything.
但是跟随耶稣基督却要你付上一切的代价。
Over 150 years ago, God called a young man named Hudson Taylor.
150年前，神呼召了一个年轻人，名字叫戴德森。
To give his life to China.
把他的生命奉献给中国。
Why would God do this?
为什么神要这么做？
And why would Hudson actually go?
为什么戴德森会去呢？
To leave home and family and friends.
离开了家，离开了亲戚朋友。
Everything that he had ever known and literally start over.
他所知道了，熟悉的这一切，居然从头要开始。
There's only one thing that does that.
只有一件，一个原因使他能够如此。
He met the living God.
他遇见了这位活神。
He experienced that reckless love of God, and he was changed forever.
他经历了那神无穷的大爱。 他完全被改变。
He became ruined for the ordinary.
他成为不寻常的人。
God entrusted him with a vision.
神借着一个异梦来托付给他。
It was a goal and purpose bigger than anything he could imagine.
是一个目标，一个理想，是超过他能够想象的。
And God wants to entrust you with a vision and a journey bigger than you can imagine.
今天神也要给我们一个意象，有一个旅程是超过我们能够想象的。
It may not be what Hudson Taylor did.
也许不会像戴德森一样的。
But it's something that God prepared just for you.
但是却是神为你我量身制造的。
He knows how He created you.
他知道他怎么创造了你。
He knows the moment of your first breath.
他知道你出生的那一刻。
And the moment that you will go into glory.
也知道你什么时候要到荣耀里去。
He says, "You are my man. You are my woman for this generation."
你是我的仆人，你是我的使女。
It's not by chance that you are born right now.
我们绝对被出生不是偶然的。
God is going to work in power through you.
神要在我们身上借着那个大能大力来做工。
Hudson Taylor once said,
戴德森曾经这么说。
If I had 1,000 pounds, China should have it.
假如我有千磅的英金。中国可以全数的支取。
If I had 1,000 lives, China should have them.
假使我有千条的性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。
No, not China.
但是不是中国。
But Christ.
而是基督。
Can we do too much for Him?
我们这样的为他做，会嫌太多吗？
His burden for China was woven into His love for Jesus.
他对中国的负担是来自于对耶稣基督的委身而产生的。
Jesus was the one who gave him that burden.
基督把这样的负担给了戴德森。
When we follow Jesus, He will give us the burden that He wants us to have.
当我们愿意跟随耶稣基督的时候，基督会把这样的负担给了我们。
Hudson Taylor's passionate heart for missions, for the nations, was breathed into the China Inland Mission.
戴德森对于中国这个宣教的那种负担、那种热忱，在150年促使他成立了中国的内地会。
That was 150 years ago this year.
在150年前的今天。
Though our name has changed to OMF, that heart still beats today.
中国内地会虽然名字已经今年改成海外基督使团。
Millions, billions of East Asians have no hope of knowing Jesus.
千千万万上亿的东亚的人从来没有听过耶稣基督。
We not only want to see individuals come to Christ.
我们不仅要看每一个人个人能够认识耶稣基督。
But to see entire communities of unreached people transformed by hope.
而且要看到每一个族群每一个社区能够被耶稣基督的福音来改变。
God brings this transformation through the church.
神把这样的一个改变，人可以认识耶稣基督，透过教会来传递。
So we focus on starting churches and discipling believers.
所以我们的专注是在一个成立一个教会，然后来训练门徒。
Statistics are hard to grasp.
统计数目有时候不大容易掌握。
In preparing for this message, I came across one of the prayer letters.Of our colleague.
当我在准备这个信息的时候，我看到了我同工的一个代祷信。
He reminded us of Jesus' story about the shepherd and the 100 sheep.
他提醒了我们，耶稣基督讲了那个失羊的比喻，有100个羊。
One sheep had gone astray.
有一只羊已经走迷了。
The shepherd went to find that one lost sheep.
所以牧羊人为了找这一个迷失的羊。
In Thailand, for every 100 people, 99 have gone astray.
在泰国这个地方，每100个人就有99个是迷失的。
99% of 65 million people are lost in the darkness.
6500万泰国的人口当中，99.5%是迷失的人。
Buddhist and Muslim living without the eternal hope of the gospel.
佛教徒、穆斯林，他们活在一个没有指望的当中。
Let me tell you, read you a story from one of our colleagues.
让我来让读一段的故事，是从我的同工给我的故事。
It is called God in the Valley.
那个名字叫做神在山谷当中。
He writes,
他这么写的。
We are learning that in our desperation, God is our supply.
我们学习到了，在我们绝望需要的一个时候， 神成了我们的供应。
In December, I was motorbiking down a precarious mountain path.
在十二月的时候，我是骑着摩托车到一个相当危险的弯曲的山路上，我在骑着摩托车。
We're going to reach a remote village situated in a valley surrounded by mountains.
是为了要去到一个遥远在山谷当中的一个村庄。
I had traveled this road before twice.
我已经两次骑着摩托车经过这条路两次。
The first time was with a prayer walking team from our home church.
第一次是我们一个母会的一群人来到这个地方，我们有一个一面走路，一面在那边祷告。
And the second time was with a team from our school in the States.
第二次是从美国这个地方一个学校的一个团队，我带着他们经过这个地方。
Months ago, we physically prayer walked through this same village.
几个月以前，我们走过这个地方，也一面祷告。
And at that time, there were no believers.
当时在这个村庄的当中，在这个地方没有任何的信徒。
In fact, there was not a single family among thousands of people in the entire valley who believed in Jesus.
实际上，在几千人的这个村庄的当中，没有一家是信主的。
God was working, and now there's one, but we had to get there fast.
但是神现在在做工的，有一家可能要相信的人，但是我们必须要马上到那边地方去。
Mrs. Lonnie and her husband had heard that Christians could help her.
Lonnie 这位太太跟她的先生已经知道有关基督教的事情。
And they had come into town a few weeks earlier seeking relief.
他们来到这个村庄的当中，要来得到帮助。
She was suffering from a demonic possession.
因为她自己本身被鬼附。
She had struggled for years with fear.
已经许多年她在恐惧的当中挣扎着。
She would fall into trances.
她会突然之间进入一种状况的当中。
And go into fits of rage and then joy.
会愤怒又喜笑。
She would speak in a different voice.
她会用不是本来自己的声音来说话。
And say things uncharacteristic of her personality.
完全是跟她本来的 人性不一样，个性不一样。
Local believers received her.
当地的信徒接纳了他们。
They delivered her through prayer.
借着祷告来释放他们。
And sent her back to her village.
然后把她送回她自己原来的村庄。
But after returning, she would again come under this possession.
但是她一回到村庄之后，鬼附又来了。
Again and again,
一次又一次的
each time seemed to be stronger.
而且每一次情况越来越严重。
I arrived at the wooden house with Mr. Noy by my side.
我就来到了这个村庄的一个房子里，跟着我的同工，他叫做 Noy.
Mr. Noy was a friend and a local believer.
这个 Noy 是一个当地的一个信徒。
He would help with translation and prayer.
他是来自泰国，他帮助我做翻译。
Our teammate, along with several believers,
我的同工跟着一些信徒
they had arrived the day before and had been praying and fasting the entire time.
已经在一天之前来到这个地方禁食祷告。
It was no small commotion.
这并不是一个小事情。
At least 20 random villagers sat watching the entire spectacle.
至少有二十位村庄来的人在那边准备看好戏。
There sat Mrs. Lonnie, expressionless,And withdrawn.
我们看到被鬼附的这位拉尼坐在那个地方，卷曲在那个地方，一点表情都没有。
The Christians surrounded her by laying hands on her.
基督徒们围绕着她，按手在她身上，为她祷告。
Commanding the evil spirits to leave in Jesus' name.
吩咐邪灵离开她，以耶稣基督的名吩咐她离开。
Stop tormenting me.
停止，不要再蹂躏我。
Why are you making me suffer?
为什么你让我受苦呢？
Said the spirit in the native language.
是邪灵用当地的话语这样来回答。
If I leave her, I will have no place to go.
如果离开了她，我就没有地方去了。
If I leave her, then God will come to the valley.
如果我离开了她，神就会来到这个山谷的当中。
And that is what we see is the whole battle right there.
我们就可以看到那是一个属灵的征战。
We prayed, worshipped.
我们祷告，我们赞美。
We commanded the evil spirits to leave for hours to no avail.
好几小时的时间，我们命令这个邪灵出去。
It was terribly late.
但是没有果效，已经很晚了。
We're out of energy.
我们都精疲力竭了。
We're out of prayers.
我们也不晓得怎么祷告了。
It seemed that all hope was lost.
好像我们一些失望，希望都失去了。
It was in this moment in our desperation,
就在这个时刻，我们绝望的时候，
that God came through.
神到了。
And so there are so many times in our lives that we feel desperate.
在我们的生命当中，有很多时候我们觉得绝望。
And that is when God comes through.
那就是我们经历神的一个时刻。
Life came back to Mrs. Lonnie's eyes.
这位被鬼附的突然之间有了生命的气息。
And she awoke as if from a dream.
好像是从做梦的当中她醒过来。
She recognized our faces.
她认出了我们。
Spoke praises from her lips.
开始赞美神。
And sat up in her right mind.
然后坐起来恢复了她一个正常的一个心态。
We broke out in songs of worship.
我们就爆发出赞美。
And the astonished villagers applauded.
所有周围的观看的这村民也开始鼓掌。
Mrs. Liney's daughter began to cry out in relief and joy.
这位被鬼附妇人的女儿也开始哭，然后喜极而泣。
We spent the rest of the night there.
我们就花了那天晚上剩下的时间。
Sharing the gospel with the onlookers.
跟这些旁观的这些村民们来分享福音。
Five heads of households came to faith in Jesus.
五家人信了主。
And were baptized the next morning.
第二天我们就为他们施洗。
Mrs. Lonnie and her family spent the next 6 weeks in town.
这位被鬼附的被医治了这妇女跟她的家人在以后六个礼拜的时间在我们一个信徒的同工的家住在那个地方。
They went through, going through steps of freedom in Christ.
他们接受这样的教导在基督里怎么得到自由。
Memorizing stories, songs, and scripture.
然后开始记忆的在背诵一些的经文。
Mrs. Lonnie is now completely free.
今天 Mrs. Lonnie 这位被鬼附的妇人已经完全的得到释放。
Her daughter got married to a local believer.
她的女儿也跟当地的一个信徒结婚了。
And God has definitely come to this valley.
确实神来到了这个村庄的当中。
God is doing amazing things.
神在做一些令人惊讶的事情。
I'd like to draw a few things out of this story.
我要从这个故事的当中来归纳一些重点。
That happened because at least one church in their home country, the United States, had compassion on the lost.
这件事情之所以成功，是因为在美国有这么一个教会，有这样怜悯的心为那个地方祷告。
Jesus looked up and saw crowds, and he had compassion on them.
主耶稣基督看到众人，就生怜悯的心。
Because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人一样。
Like the 99 out of 100 without a shepherd.
100羊当中有99个没有牧人。
Then he said to his disciples.
然后他告诉门徒说。
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
你要祷告求庄稼的主差派工人去收庄稼。
I encourage all of us that our compassion, our outreach needs to flow from a heart of compassion.
我鼓励我们每一个人要有这么怜悯的心。我们能够传福音是来自我们里面有这么怜悯的心。
But that can only come from God's love in us.
这个怜悯的心不是我们本来的，是来自神给我们的。
It flows through us and reaches out.
借着我们，我们可以成为一个怜悯的管道。
And we say, okay, God, whatever you want me to do.
所以我们可以对神说，无论你要我做什么。
The second point is that the church prayed.
第二重点是，教会需要祷告。
Their knees were on the ground.
必须要付上膝盖的代价。
They listened to the Holy Spirit and prayed.
听圣灵的声音。
Not only did they sacrifice by sending people to go there,
不仅是我们差遣人出去，
but they went there and prayed.
去到那个地方也继续的祷告。
There are so many creative ways to pray.
有各种祷告的方法。
And you don't need to go there.
你不见得一定要到那个地方才祷告。
OMF, we're having this month a prayer for the Shan people.
我们这个月我们就是特别为善族这个来祷告。
But we need to keep, and I know this church has a heart for prayer.
我们知道这个教会是有这种祷告的心。
So I'm here to encourage you to keep going.
我这边鼓励大家继续的祷告。
But for this story, prayer was the key.
但是这个故事我跟你们讲的，祷告是一个关键。
Before the breakthrough that I described,
在这一件事情这个释放成功之前，有很多的祷告。
Our colleagues had 31 different prayer teams.
我们同工背后有31个祷告的团队。
From many different countries.
从各个不同的国家。
Praying through 120 villages.
祷告有120个村庄是他们祷告的对象。
In God's timing.
在神所定的时间。
In answer to prayer.
他回答了这样的祷告。
But we not only need to have knees on the ground, but we need boots on the ground.
不仅我们要摆上膝盖的盖架，我们要穿上福音的鞋子。
That church is willing to send some of their best people.
教会愿意把他们最好的差派出去。
People who are tremendously involved in the church at home in the U.S.
这些已经在自己母会的当中有一个真实很忠心的服事。
They were willing to send those people because they knew that.
因为他们愿意差派这样的人。
That for some reason, in God's mercy, He works through you and me.
因为他们知道神借着我们愿意出去，神来做工。
He sends people who are weak.
他差派的人是软弱的人。
In fact, the most powerful people are the ones who know that we are weak.
实际上，去宣教最有能力的人就是自己本身是软弱的人。
In Romans 10:13, the passage goes on.
在罗马书十章。13到15节
I'll repeat verse 13 to begin.
我再一次的来念13节
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救
How then can they call on the one they believe and how they can believe in the one whom they have heard and how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
然而人未曾信他怎能求他未曾听见他怎能信他没有传道的怎能听见呢
And how can they preach unless they are sent?
若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
经上所记传福音报喜信的人他们的脚中何等佳美
Those same questions burn today.
这样的问题今天仍然萦绕在我们的耳朵里
There is tremendous need in the world.
在世界有极大的需要。
We need to see people going and fighting for justice.
我们需要有人去为正义而战。
We need to see people going and proclaiming the gospel.
我们需要有人去宣告传讲这个福音。
One of the greatest injustices is that people have not yet heard the name of Jesus.
最大的不公义、不公平就是还有很多的人没有听到耶稣基督的名。
It is the local church that will be most effective in fighting injustice in their communities.
这就是一个地区的教会，他们必须要在他们社区的当中为这个不正义而战。
God's foundational strategy is that the church of our Lord would be established among the unreached.
神最基本的策略就是要教会去在未得之民的当中能够建立教会。
People need to be willing to go.
人必须要愿意去。
To be willing to do so is not a natural act for us, is it?
愿意去并不是我们自然的人很自然就会做的事情。
It is God's inner working in us to give us this heart.
是神在我们里面动工来感动我们。
And it's not our heart.
而不是我们的心。
It's God's heart.
是来自神的心，为万民能够传福音的心。
That is why you and I are here today.
那就是你我为什么在这个地方。
Because someone shared the gospel to us.
就是因为有人曾经传福音给我们。
God has a heart for the nations.
神的心是为万民万族。
I am so grateful that this church has the heart for the nations.
我非常的感恩这个教会是对万族万民这种宣道是有负担的一个教会。
I praise God for you.
我为神献上这样的感恩。
When I was preparing this message, I read a number of stories from our colleagues.
当我准备信息的时候，我读了很多从我同工来的一些故事。
And once again, I was humbled and literally moved to tears about what these ordinary men and women are doing.
我被这些平凡的男女他们的摆上，我感动了流泪。
And God is doing amazing things.
神正在做一个令人惊讶的事情。
Sometimes we only look at the young to go.
有时候我们只看到这些年轻人出去。
But we have people in their 80s going overseas.
但是我们知道有超过80岁的人仍然出去。
Often it is the young who leave their parents.
一般是年轻人离开父母。
Now increasingly it is the parents who leave their children and grandchildren.
但渐渐的是父母呢离开儿子孙女们啊孙儿们出去。
And bring their families in creative and powerful ways.
甚至带着全家一种创新的方式出去。
As we step forward in faith,
当时我们踏出信心的脚步
God will mold us to become more and more like Jesus.
神会塑造我们成为越来越像耶稣基督
When I first went overseas, I realized that we are sojourners on earth.
当我第一次踏出门去到海外的时候我意识到我在世界上是一个客旅
This is not our home.
这不是我们的家
God is preparing us a place for us.As we step forward to do what God wants.
神已经为我们预备了一个天家。当我们信心踏出去的时候，我们就能够意识到了解天家。
And wants us to understand the hope of heaven.
我们要有这种对天家一种渴望，这种盼望。
The longer I've walked with the Lord, the more I realize how important this is.
我来越跟随主，越觉得这是何等的一个重要。
We have all experienced loss.
我们都经历那种失落。
We all know people that have gone to heaven already.
我们都知道有很多人已经回到了天家。
One thing I didn't mention is that Rhonda's husband had also died from cancer 5 years ago.
我的这位新人的妻子 Rhonda, 她的先生也是在五年前被接回天家。
Her son died from diabetes when he was 27 years ago.
她的儿子在七年前20岁的时候死于这个diabetes, 就是糖尿病。
It is the hope of heaven that gives us the power to live in this world.
就是因为有这种天上未来天家的盼望，让我们有这样的能力继续的活在今世的当中。
It is that hope of heaven that drives us.
那是一种对于天家天上的一个盼望，来激励我们能够继续在今天过活。
And another foundational thing for me.
另外一个很重要的，对于我来说是很重要的事。
Is that I want to be more like Jesus.
我要更像耶稣基督。
I want to give glory to God in everything I do.
让我所做的每一件事情都是为了要荣耀神。
And when we do that, God calls us into hard times.
当我们那样的时候，神会呼召我们进入一个困难的环境。
So that we realize that He is our everything.
所以我们可以经历到说他是我们的一切。
Through our journeys, God is in control.
在我们这个旅程的当中，神一直在掌权。
God is moving in powerful ways that we can't see or understand.
神正以那一种我们没办法明白、看不到的大能的方式在进展着。
One of the stories from our colleagues overseas,
当海外的一个同工所讲的故事的当中。
Is that there was a man, a Shan man, who was just sweeping his house.
有一个善族的人在家里打扫。
And the broom actually knocked over the radio.
不小心就把一个收音机把它扫在地上。
And the radio just changed to a station in his native language.
所以这个收音机就转台，转到一个他当地的一个语言。
And it was a Christian broadcast.
而且居然是一个基督教的一个电台。
A station that's only broadcast on certain times and certain days.
这电台只是某一天在某一个时刻来播放。
After hearing the good news of Jesus,
当听到有关耶稣基督的好消息
he called the radio station.
他就打电话给这个电台。
And the broadcaster came to visit him.
所以电台的人就来拜访他。
This man's heart was ready and open.
这位善主的人已经预备好了，他要接受耶稣基督。
And he accepted Jesus Christ.
他接受了耶稣基督。
We have our strategies and our plans.
我们有策略。
But we basically just need to go.
但是基本上就是我们必须要去。
Be open to the Holy Spirit.
必须对圣灵很敏感的带领。
God is already working in people's lives.
神已经在许多的人心当中动工。
And we need to be open to what God is doing.
我们必须要能够有一个开怀的心，能够听到圣灵的声音，神的带领。
The church is the key.
教会是一个关键。
OMF exists to be an arm of the church.
海外基督使团存在的就是要跟众教会来合作。
to partner with churches here like Rutgers,
就像洛克教会一样成为我们的伙伴。
And to partner with churches among the East Asian churches that we work with.
还有在东亚那个地方有很多的教会我们一起同工。
Another caller reported that in another closed country, there's one village church.
在一个同工报告说在一个封闭的国家的当中有一个村庄。
They reached out to another village church.
这个村庄的 教会去传福音给另外一个村庄。
And started that church without outside help.
然后建立了一个教会完全不靠外面来帮助。
And that is the goal of what we want to see happen, isn't it?
这就是我们这个目标，我们希望能够继续的能够建立当地的教会，他们可以自传。
We want to go into places.
我们要去到一个地方。
See the church started.
建立一个教会。
And have them go across cultures to people we can never touch.
让他们自己能够去做超文化的宣教。
When we deeply understand what God has done for us.
当我们深深的了解，经历到神已经为我们做了什么。
When we realize that our sins are forgiven.
当我们相信也经历到我们的罪已经得到赦免。
That there is power in the risen Lord to face whatever comes before you.
在我们里面有那个复活基督的能力正在我们里面。
When we are released from guilt and shame,
当我们从罪恶在羞耻的当中得到了释放,
then we are indeed ruined for the ordinary.
我们就成为不寻常的人。
God wants to do more for you and me than we can think or imagine.
神要在你我的身上做更多超过我们所想象的。
He created you with tremendous potential.
他创造我们是有极大的潜能。
That can only be released as we yield ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit.
而这种全人是当我们愿意顺服臣服在圣灵的带领的时候这全人就释放出来。
The battle lines have been drawn.
这个战争这个路已经被规划出来了。
It is up to us while we have breath.
那是我们自己来做这样的决定。
To cast off the things that hold us back.
我们愿意放下各样拦阻我们的重担。
And allow the Holy Spirit to mold us.
让圣灵来塑造我们
into the men and women that God created us to be,
成为神创造我们
and that Jesus died for us to be,
像耶稣基督也为我们死一样。
We at OMF would invite you to do one thing this week.
我们基督使团希望今天有一件事情在这个礼拜的当中要鼓励你们。
Take some time, maybe 20 minutes.
也许能够分出二十分钟的时间。
Go back to these verses in Romans 10.
回到罗马书第十章这个地方。
And ask the Holy Spirit, what is next for you?
然后问圣灵说，我下一步要做什么。
It may be a very small thing.
也许是一个小小的事情。
Maybe just asking forgiveness someone.
也许圣灵说，要你去让一个人道歉。
It may be just changing one little habit.
也许就是要你改变一些老我。
It may be I'm willing to go overseas.
也许会告诉你说我愿意去到海外。
It may be going across the street to someone and saying I will pray for you.
也许会告诉你说你走过你的街到你邻居的当中告诉他说我为你祷告。
But take 20 minutes or so and ask the Holy Spirit, what is next for you?
但我要求你们就是花二十分钟的时间问圣灵下一步我该怎么办。
And then pray for the grace, the courage, and the strength to take that next step.
然后祷告求神给你恩典给你勇气给你能力能够勇敢地走下一步路。
A dark, weary, hopeless world is waiting for the people of God to rise.
在这个黑暗充满忧虑没有希望的世界的当中正等待神的儿女们子女们
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you for what you are doing.
父神，我们谢谢你，你所做的事情。
We pray for this community.
我们为这个社区祷告。
That they would hear clearly from your Holy Spirit what is next.
他能清楚地从圣灵那边听到这个声音说下一步该做什么。
And then move forward in faith.
然后以信心踏出这一步。
Know that you will enable.
知道你能够让我们可以这样。
You will strengthen.
你会加力量给我们。
You will move forward through us in power.
你会借着我们，用你的大能大力，让我们往前走。
All these things we pray for the glory of God the Father.
这些都是我们奉耶稣基督的名。
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
向父神这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.